I have to get my driver's license renewed.
Go ahead, Joe. What are you playing, like Bob the Flame?
Yeah, I'm playing something particularly angry here this morning.
I want you to explain to the audience what you were just saying about Pay It Forward, because I think that that is absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, well, I knew you'd say that, Marcus.
Oh, you knew I'd say that? Well, I think what Phil said was absolute. Would you turn this filth down? Please turn this filth down.
Margaret, we're starting the show, so I'm not turning any filth down. I'm going to be,
Look at Mark. For once, I agree with Margaret. This kid here, you know what they need to do? Put the kid on a spit and let's have dinner.
Like Moths to Flames, You'll Burn is the name of this track opening our show. Yes, You'll Burn. Now, I don't mean you specifically, but just in general. You'll all, maybe everybody in this studio.
I beg your pardon?
Maybe everyone in the studio will burn. Good morning, welcome, or good day. Phil Hendry Show here, our podcast for, Thursday.
Damn it, Stan, you don't tell people don't burp.
Yeah, now what is this now? All of a sudden, you're the belch king.
I like that. You're the belch king.
Yeah, why not? Why shouldn't I get in on the action?
That's very mature, because I let loose with a couple of what Frank calls the grunters. Never mind. Yeah, because this one laughs.
But don't make a bunker. Don't make a bunk. What was I going to say?
You say don't make a bunker.
Don't make a bunch of jokes out of this. All right, a couple of things. One of them has to do with the pay it forward thing. Then we have the Josh what's-his-ass thing. And then we have, we got all kinds of stuff going on.
Who is Josh what's-his-ass?
This kid that, is this the kid that admitted to...
I haven't paid attention to the story. Because as I was saying, as the show started... By the way, thanks to August Selson for filling in. I know you have opinions on that. Thank you, Mr. August Selson, for filling in on the show yesterday. August Selson's sex expert, whose basic philosophy is that we're not having enough sex, we're not talking about sex enough, we need to have the conversation about sex way out there, right out, up front.
Well, that's not all, Phil. He said this morning on the pre-show, he was talking with you on the pre-show, he said that he believes that the news angle... Now, get a load of this, all right?
All right. Margaret...
Now, if you'll like this, General, I think you'll enjoy how far down into the sewer some people can get. This man...
No, you shouldn't call him down in the sewer, ma'am.
Well, I'm saying it, Robert. This man said that he wants to turn his television set on and watch all of the news anchors, male and female. Okay, male and female.
Right.
Graphically discussing their sex from the night before. Just the graph. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the graphic nature of it.
Yes, the graphic nature of it. So I'm looking at that big, all right, if you want to talk about the big woman that's on CNN there with John Berman. I thought his name was Rubenstein.
Who, John Berman?
Yes, I thought his name, is it not John Rubenstein?
Why do you think it's John Rubenstein?
Never mind.
Oh, my God.
No, that isn't because he looks Jewish.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Wow, Margaret.
Excuse me, I'm married to a man who's Jewish.
Yeah, he changed his last name. To the name?
No, he did not. His family did it. Well,
his family did it, Rikers Island. More like the immigration guy did.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe that's why. I can't even talk. See, what happens is, it's very tricky what you do, Phil, but you do it very effectively. I'm making a really good point, and you come in and go, bip, 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 and you blow everything to...
Yeah, you're just blowing everyone's mind.
That's exactly. You're blowing everyone's mind.
In other news... Okay, we done with that, or what else do you want to do?
Yes, Phil, we're done with that. I simply wanted to say that I thought it was foul, and I think it is not becoming of a program.
Well, that is Mr. Selson's opinion, and I'll tell you this, he's not talking about anything graphic.
He wants to see people doing the graphic sex and everything.
No, I don't think so. I think he does. No, I don't think he wants people to... he doesn't want to see people do it.
Well, you see, the discussion of this topic is so disturbing that you had an epileptic fit, a very slight one right then.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you went down, you did the value, and it's a little bit of the epileptic fit.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
No, I'm in, Miss Ellie.
Well, people are just trying to help, Phil.
All right, thank you. Anyway, good morning, and thanks for all the help, guys. Again, August Selson, we appreciate it. Margaret thinks that it was from...
I really do. I don't think it's necessary to sit there. Oh, look at this. Here is Kimberly, what's her name, or I know. Here is that bald... Look at... You see that right there?
Yeah, the bald-headed guy.
I don't know what that man's name is, but do you want to hear about him laying there on a bed last night while Kimberly Guilfoyle...
Oh, my God. Bobby went... You shut him up.
Shut up, bud. What do you mean Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Aren't the two of them together?
I don't know who the bald-headed guy is, and I don't know who... What do you mean? I don't know who she's... Wasn't she married to Gavin Newsom? You know, the
mayor of San Francisco.
Speaking of that, Phil, I thought you made some very good points about San Francisco during the pre-show as well.
All right. Look, I said I didn't want to talk about it, and I don't want to talk about it.
No, you got to talk about it, Mr. Henry, because it was very good.
Look at this. What makes ISIS so strong?
Phil, stick to the point, will you?
I'll stick to the point. What makes ISIS so strong? The only thing that makes ISIS strong is the fact that they haven't come up against an army or a military force that can kick their ass. That's what makes them so strong. You put a bunch of American forces on the ground against ISIS, and they'll disseminate them. They'll have to go into the hills. They'll turn into a guerrilla force. I mean, that's the only thing that, you know, whole trip with fighting these wars, General, you know this.
Well, the guerrilla force, but we're becoming more and more effective in fighting the guerrilla force.
This is a very good point. You send American forces in there, and the next thing you know, we've got another Vietnam.
Yeah, probably that.
Yes, Phil.
Oh, would you stop already? I'm not saying send American forces in. The question is, what makes ISIS so strong? What makes them strong is they're fighting a bunch they're fighting other military units and other military forces that are ineffective. You know, they're not very well trained. They're not very well organized. They're not very well deployed. The tactics suck. Their operational situation is up the ass. And, their strategy blows a hedgehog there. Does that help?
Hey, right here, Mr. Henry.
Well, I'd say that's a very good foundation, Phil.
Yes, I agree. By the way, the blonde now on Fox News wearing... You said it was a Dr. Smock. You're absolutely right. I'd like to let Fox News know that the blonde that they have on TV right now... Wearing the smock, and I'd...
What?
I really think she needs her face slapped. This is what is...
There you go again with the jealousy.
No, I want to hear this.
Yeah, thank you very much, Phil. For once, you're going to hear me out. I think she needs the face slapped and slapped hard. Because she's sitting... And here's this Kirsten Powers. This is another one that needs her face...
How would you slap her face?
Phil, don't you dare mock me.
No, don't. Show me with my hand.
All right, this is... Okay. You ask, you get it, all right? If you want it, you're going to get it. You want it?
Yes.
Here's how hard I would slap Kirsten Power across that ugly face with the space between the...
Ow! God damn it!
You asked me.
Wow!
Jesus Christ. You really hit him, didn't you?
Hey, look, I said, you want it, you got it. You see, here's the bald man here.
No, I don't think Kimberly Guilfoyle is having sex with that guy.
Well, she didn't say that. She said about the cone. Talk about gob and cone, huh?
I never use the term gob cone. The two of you should burn and rot.
All right, both of you guys, watch it.
God damn it. Have you forgotten you're talking to a lady?
Margaret, don't control how we do things on the show, how we speak. There is a certain freedom that we allow ourselves... Because it's, for us, it's early. We need to say what we need to say.
I don't like the term when they sit there and say, oh, is that the guy whose cone she gobbed?
Well, you talked about a cone gob.
If you say it one more time, so help me God.
Cone gob, cone gob.
Let go of his nose, Margaret.
There. Feels good, doesn't it?
God damn.
Actually, I think that's a pretty good option there. Instead of punching him or kneeing him in the nuts, you just grab his nose and try to tear it off his face.
Thank you very much. I thought that was a good option, too.
Well, you know, of all the different options...
Yeah, but you ought to be thankful, man. He ain't still trying to kick your nuts.
Yeah, but you need...
You're the guy with the big freaking mouth. And now you got a big nose to go along with it.
Hey, all right. Good line, Phil.
Thank you. All right. The big mouth and the big nose. Hi, I'm Phil Henry, the big mouth. The big mouth.
Yeah, you said big mouth.
I'm Phil Henry with the big mouth. Here's the guy with the big nose, Bud Dickman.
Hey.
Thank you very much.
All right. So, as we mentioned, there is that then. Ebola cases could top 20,000. Boy, we really want to make this worse than it is. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa eventually could exceed 20,000 cases, more than six times as many as are now known. A new plan by the UN Health Agency to stop Ebola also assumes that the actual number of cases in many hard-hit areas may be two or four times higher than currently reported. So what they're doing is they're planning for what they think will be a large Ebola outbreak. Meanwhile, another American has been killed in Syria.
Now, these are the ISIS, right?
Yeah, no, there's the ISIL and there's the ISIS.
What do you mean, ISIL?
There's that ISIL. I don't know. Oh, it's Levant.
Levant? What are you talking about? Not Oscar Levant.
Margaret, you got to be putting me on.
I don't know any other Levant.
No, not Oscar Levant.
Who?
Oscar Levant was he was a piano player. He was a 1930s and 1940s movie figure who played the piano and offered a lot of that cosmopolitan air that a lot of those movies had, you know?
No, talk about like a guy with a, like he got an accent?
Yeah, yeah, there you go. A lot of those guys had that accent, like Adolf Monju, didn't he?
No, Adolf Monju did not have an accent. Adolf Monju had an American accent. He just happened to have the name Adolf.
Well, and you'll notice no one names their kid that anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah, on account of the Hitler.
Hey, there, whoa, aren't you a bright boy?
All right, well, knock it off, guys. So, yeah, Oscar, now, Levant as in some other reference. Maybe it has to do with a section of the Middle East. Perhaps it is a reference to the caliphate, which they... See, they want to establish a Muslim empire... And they keep referring to the caliphate. General, you have...
Well, the caliphate... What do I got?
You were telling me about it last night.
Well, no, I was just telling you the Turkish Ottoman Empire was the last caliphate.
And what is that?
The caliphate of last Muslims. What are you talking about?
Will you let me finish? What's this guy with the hat?
He's the missing U.S. student in Jerusalem.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw the hat. I didn't...
Yeah, he was a missing U.S. student in Jerusalem.
Now I feel bad.
Just go on, okay? Just don't comment on everything that we see.
The caliphate is the Muslim empire. God damn it. Ow, 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 ow.
Why did you do that?
I wanted to slap my own face for making fun.
You forget about it, General.
Yeah, I think you probably did it.
You looked at a guy, you saw on the screen, you saw the hat, you didn't want to... You know, you said the wrong thing, so we forgive you, okay?
Why would you slap yourself in the face like that?
To pay dues for what I just said. And, Margaret, I'll tell you this. If you did that as much as you should, you wouldn't have a face left.
Hey.
Thank you.
Is that right? Well, I'll have you know.
All right. Go ahead.
The caliphate is the Muslim empire, what they used to have, and they ain't got it no more because it got blown to bits in World War I. Because the Turks had their heads shoved up their butt.
You're feeling rather emotional about this.
Yes, I am, because Lawrence of Arabia is the guy that ripped that thing to shreds, and now it's coming back, and a guy like Lawrence of Arabia? Well, he's spinning his grave, for Christ's sake.
Lawrence of Arabia didn't exist, did he?
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. Mr. Henry said so.
Yeah, man, well, I got him in a book and everything.
They got him in what book?
A history book.
Oh, okay, Phil. Thank you, Mr. History. A history book? Phil, no matter how much you desire it, you'll never be the Carl Sagan of history. Thank you. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey, will you shut up? I'm not trying to be the Carl Sagan of history. I'm just telling you what the general was talking about. Yes, was in a history book. Lawrence of Arabia was in a history book. And because Lawrence of Arabia went out and kicked a little ass on the Turks... You know, that was a long time ago.
Well, what's been going on since then? I know a lot of stuff, but why haven't they been able to solidify an independent and democratic Middle East?
Well, some people would have you believe it's because the oil trade, the interest of the Western powers in the oil of the region caused a whole lot of foreign intervention and foreign political intrigue, which eventually corrupted and destabilized those governments. That's not a bad way of looking at it.
Say that again.
Yeah, I didn't quite get that.
I said a lot of people believe that the reason why politically the Middle East has always been unstable is because of its vast resources and its vast reservoirs of oil. And because of that, there's a lot of Western interest in the region. for the oil, and because of that, there's a lot of political intrigue and a lot of destabilizing of governments and so on. The people can't get on their feet in that part of the world. They can't get any kind of democracy going because you've got the West messing around.
Yeah, but why would the West be unstabilizing and everything like that?
You mean the democracies?
Yeah.
Because what happens if they vote in a government that is a communist or socialist or an unfriendly government? It's democratic. That's what they voted for.
Well, like they have in Iran.
They don't. No, but don't. Are you out of your mind or something?
Oh, my God. The general goes, what about Iran?
Are you not? That's not democratic.
That's not really democratic, Margaret, because Iran's got that mullah, you know.
What do you mean the mullah? What are you talking about? I'm talking about the guys with the. They have the. And no, I know what the technical term is. It's not a tablecloth. They have, what do they have, rep?
Towel.
No, that's not the right term.
Oh, I see, but it's not a tablecloth either.
What is it?
A turban. Let's just say it's a turban.
All right, a turban. Are those the ones?
Yes, those religious imams, those mullahs, rule that country, man. They have a supreme leader, that guy Khamenei, or whatever the hell his name is. That cat runs the show. So they can vote on all kinds of things, but it ain't never going to matter. Because at the end of the day, that guy gets to call the shot. Just like the elections. When they voted in that guy, what's his face? Whoever, Ahmadinejad, that piece of shit, excuse my French. Back in, what was it, 2009? Was it 09?
I think it was, yeah.
Talk about the green wave.
What are you talking about, green wave?
That's what they call it. Everybody voting for the green.
Yeah, the green wave represented something. Anyway. They voted for Ahmadinejad, but they thought that there was some hanky-panky going on. I'm telling you, Fred Thompson's black.
Yeah, Phil's right. Take a look at the AAG.com commercial, ladies and gentlemen. Fred Thompson is an African-American.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now,
well, that was a very racist little interlude.
Hold on. Coming up next, by the way, we are going to have Rudy Canoza on the line to talk with us and to Margaret specifically about this notion that the anchors on Fox News specifically need to have their faces slapped very, very hard because of just how they are and what they look like and what they represent. All right, we're going to be right back. I don't want to get, you know.
Well, we have not. No, you haven't finished this.
No, we're not done by a long shot.
We are not done by a long shot. Stick around because we've got a long way to go with this. What were we talking about? I'm not trying to be funny, but I forgot.
No, we're not talking about the caliphate. I was talking about something else, and all right, we'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show, Wiz Khalifa, and Staying Out All Night, another song that features irresponsibility and, you know, all that stuff that the Wiz does.
Yeah, sorry, I'm taking a Wiz, too.
He may be out taking a Wiz. All the stuff that he does, smoking the weed and taking the Wiz.
Listen to this. He's smoking so much dope he can't make it home. If this guy's telling the truth, then I'm my own mother. I'm my own grandma. I'll tell you that.
What does that mean? Now we rolling up, staying
out all night, staying out all night. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Porticos, Porticos Fasteners, and Faucets. Call a Portico specialist and redo the faucets and fasteners in your bathroom. Are things falling apart? Reaching up to turn on the shower and it falls apart. Get into the bathtub, falls apart. Go to flush the toilet, falls apart. Go to use the sink, falls apart. Portico's Fasteners and Faucets. Brand new faucets. Shiny silver faucets. And those fasteners keep those things in place. Portico's has 5 locations in and around Southern California. So if it's not in Southern California, it would be either in the ocean or out in the desert where no one goes. But that's how we like to do things. We just want you to know we're there, even if you're driving through and you wouldn't stop for shit.
Remember what we used to say in the NUM, they're coming through the wire and they ain't stopping for shit. I'm here to spend it, not leave with it.
All right, Wiz, way to go, man. We all know that you don't party that hard, so why don't you just F off with your crazy self? Yeah, we know that. All right. I find that can't possibly be entirely accurate, the way these guys sing about partying. I think, I want you to know, so I think these cats are singing about all that partying because they don't want you to know their secret to success, which is hard work, staying in the studio late into the night while all the girlfriends and the posse and the crew and the assholes all go out and they party. But then Wiz is back there in the studio, and then he sings about how that's all he does. So you go out and you do that, and you never get ahead, and you wind up in a gutter someplace on unemployment, and you go, how come I can't get ahead? I'm doing everything Wiz does. Well, the Wiz ain't doing that. The Wizard ain't doing that.
Can't call him the Wizard. That's lame.
Yeah, Phil, you don't try to get cooler than the guy himself, okay?
I'm not. I'm just the message that I'm trying to impart here.
Phil, can we just move on?
Yeah, okay, sure, we'll move on. Shut up. Okay, Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com presents... Well, we haven't even had Bob Bakian on with the traffic yet, have we?
No, we have not. As a matter of fact, we'll have to raise Bob Bakian, will you?
Calling Bob Bakian! Calling Bob...
Get on the phone and call him, okay?
Sorry.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to do that. We'll have Bob Bakian doing some of the traffic for us here in just a moment, and then we will get with Rudy Canoza and, of course, Margaret Gray. They're going to be talking here about... the news anchors at Fox and how they need to be slapped across the face. I don't, that's pretty bizarre. Isn't there something a little bit more, shall we say, isn't there something a little bit more descriptive of what it is you want to do?
Well, I'm saying that these women think that they are all this and a Dr. Schmuck. Look at this one woman here. You know what? She's got a kisser on. She needs to have the kisser smack. God damn it.
Hey, Bob Bakian, how's it going?
All right, very good, Phil. I hear the traffic here around town. And moving outside of the town and inside of the town, all around the town. And we got on the right side here. Now, on the right side, those of you coming down the 15th this morning, and go out the Desert Way and out to stay, make sure that you stay in neuter all your cats and dogs. There, on the right side, we're going to see them, and on the left side, we're going to see the other people out there. And make sure also, as Robin's can't come, we've got a big signaler out here. We're going to Jolly Boy and Jolly Billy. And this is Bob Bacon, traffic.
This is General Galen Shaw reminding you you're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And it's Phil's birthday on Monday. It's also Labor Day. And so we will have a pre-recorded show. It will be a new show. It will be a brand spanking new show. We'll just record it about 2 hours earlier than we usually record it, which means we'll have to get up even earlier. But anything for you, nothing for me. All for Mr. Henry, me, I'm left in the dust.
God damn it. I spoke to God today.
General, would you give it a rest?
I'm just telling you how I feel about it.
What have I become?
I just want to tell you where I've come from.
What have I done?
What are you all upset about?
I spoke to
we have to get up early?
No, you don't have to get up early on Monday. We have a show for you on Monday, folks, as we always will have a show for you on Monday. I think we may pre-record the show, but you don't have to get up 2 hours early.
I'm just trying to tell you where I'm coming from.
Would you quit crying?
Yeah, John, it's not very becoming of a man. A man. Act like a grown-up man, you know?
I'm acting like a grown-up. Will you turn this caterwauling jet? Turn this bearded freak off. Turn the bearded freak off. Thank you. This guy for this five fingers up your...
Five-finger death punch.
Yeah, that's the group. That I tried to tell you. I don't like the name of that group because it is a... Please hear me out.
God, Miss Gray. You're always saying you're going to get probed.
I'm going to...
Hey.
Right. Five Finger Death Punch is a band that is named such so that when a woman walks by and hears the music being played... Robert, you understand, don't you?
Well, I mean, I sort of do. My aunt said, you know, that she said Miss Gray has a point about having a finger up it.
I didn't say a finger up it. Never mind. Fuck.
All right, watch the language, okay?
Yes, sir, Mr. F-Bomb and GD. I'm telling you, when I hear Five Finger Death Punch, I can feel the phantom finger.
She says she's feeling the phantom finger, Phil.
I think that that's probably something you should talk to a psychiatrist about. Don't look at me.
How dare you? Excuse me, but I have to go to the bathroom. See, I was fine until you said that. Now I feel a bowel movement coming on. Pardon me, and I'll take this and this.
Ms. Gray, that's...
That's my news copy.
No, it isn't. I printed this off.
All right. What about...
I'll be back in a moment.
All right, so Rudy Canoza is going to join us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We will talk with him, and we'll find out what's been going on with Rudy, because they haven't had a conversation with the old Rude. I know that he is at an import-export show right now in downtown Los Angeles, and always good to talk to you. Rudy, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning to everyone.
Yeah, good morning, Rudy.
Good morning, Rudy. Yes, Rudy, how are you? General Shaw here.
Good morning, General. I was thinking of you. I was visiting Philippines last week, and you told me of the place where they sell those antiquities.
Yes, I saw there's a store there in Manila that I was mentioning to. You know where the Quandro is?
Yes, I...
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean you. Do you know where that is, Phil?
No, I don't know Manila.
Well, the Quandro, where they sell little artifacts like pieces of Buddhist temples, this kind of thing.
I went there, and they have some interesting pieces. Their prices are pretty steep, but nonetheless...
I want in on this. Are you talking, Broody? Hello, this is Margaret.
Yes, Margaret, good morning.
Good morning. Are you talking about buying and selling and trading in antiquities?
Yes, I am. But this has all been approved by the government of the Philippines, and at least I believe it is.
Well, you have to double-check. You don't know what these guys are a little shady.
You know, can I just weigh in on this?
If you don't mind, Phil, please don't, because the General and I are talking about something that we know something about.
I think I know a little bit about this. I saw them doing the same thing in China, where they were selling pieces of Buddhist temples and that kind of thing for... You know, a fair penny. I mean, shouldn't the people of that country control their history?
Broody, but believe me, I've had this conversation with Phil. Phil wants to come on like he's some kind of a third grade Miss Manners, and old children go and she's wearing the Mother Goose.
Phil, your ears. I understand what the general's saying. You want to come on like you're wearing the Mother Goose shoes and.
What do you mean, wearing the Mother Goose shoes?
What about wearing the Mother Goose shoes? You're coming on all straight-laced.
Yeah, you're coming on kind of straight-laced. We're talking about making a pretty penny. No one is going to miss a little chunk of a Buddhist temple. No one is going to miss a little tiny slice. I think you must understand, Mr. Henry, that there's money to be made.
I'm sure there's money to be made. I'm just telling you, I was there in the early 80s. I was in China.
Here we go again with the whole China speech.
Phil, don't try to make me feel small because I haven't been there. All right?
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm telling you guys. I saw at the very beginning when they opened up China and all of these other countries and they were selling these antiquities. They were selling pieces. I agree. The history of the country is being sold by these individuals, the history of these different countries, the history of the region, selling little bits and pieces. I don't care if it's a little tiny chunk of a Buddhist temple. To me, you know, I'm just trying to talk as a responsible citizen of the world.
Here he goes. You're talking that.
Well, you know what? I told you not to talk that commie stuff.
Yes, right there. I think it's a little on a world government thing.
It is. It's world government talk. When you talk about being a citizen of the world, what are you trying to get at anyway?
Look, General, try to keep your communist paranoia at bay for just a second and listen to me. I'm saying that the world's history is everybody's history. If you're taking pieces of a Buddhist temple...
Phil, stop with the speech making. We understand, but Rudy's saying that it's a little eeny teeny. What did you say you got, Rudy?
Well, I swear to God, Phil, I swear to you, it was just a little piece. The general knows because the general pointed the star out to me. It's a little tiny, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny, big yellow polka dot. Not bikini. I made a mistake.
No. It's the itsy bitsy teeny. Yeah, he's right. It's a bikini. It's not a bikini. God damn it.
That is tough. You get kind of locked into that, don't you?
Yeah, that's real tough. A little tiny piece of a temple.
Godless, you know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, hero, aren't you a big man because you know how to say it good without saying...
Without saying itsy-bitsy weeny-teeny.
Not itsy-bitsy weeny-teeny. Itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny. And I don't know how it is we got into that.
Maybe someone's talking about your penis.
Why don't you shut up?
You know something, General? I would have expected a little something more out of you than that.
I'm sorry, but you left the door wide open.
Yeah, you teed it up. And the fairway was only two or three or 200 yards away.
What's he talking about?
What do you mean the fairway? You mean the green?
Oh, yeah, I mean the green.
God, what an idiot, man. You blew that.
Yeah, bud, when you say you tee it up, you have to hit the green, not the fairway. Even I know that.
All right. Fine. Great. Everybody shut up. I'm going to put you on hold, Rudy.
I just want you to know.
And we'll be right back with Rudy Canoza and some of this fine stuff that we're doing here on the Phil Henry Show. Rudy and Margaret will talk about television. They'll talk about fashion. They'll talk about style. They'll talk about... Now, I just saw this lady's name and I missed it. They will talk about the, really, what they think, and I would have to agree, there seems to be an erosion of the smiley face, beautiful, blonde hair. There's an erosion of this ideal taking place And we're going to take a look and see what we can do to revive Fox News. And also, what kind of diet we can put some of the female anchors on CNN on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I thought you were a feminist, Phil. Oh, my God.
Oh, will you relax?
He's a sheep.
No, I will not. That will not stand. I'm Margaret Gray.
World famous Phil Henry Show coming right back after these messages.
Hi, Brett Kaboobian here for Kaboobian Chevrolet. Every day we get brand spanking new Chevrolets into the Kaboobian lot there in Selzmer, California. Now, I know we're out of the way, but we're not out of your price range. That's what we say at Kaboobian Chevrolet. We're out of the way, way out of the way. But friend, we're not way out of your price range. We may be a couple of $100s, maybe even as much as $1,000 more than what you're willing to pay. But we'll make a deal with you at Kaboobian Chevrolet.
Kaboobian Chevrolet, north on the 15 in the desert. Not from you.
Inside the Violence Confrontation Lab. Now, what the hell is this?
These are your people over there at CNN, Phil. The ones that you wanted to make fun of by putting on a diet. I don't think Ashley Banfield needs a diet, do you?
No, I'm just saying there's enough criticism to go around, don't you think?
Well, we're talking about the fact that the women on Fox have got it going on, and the ones on CNN, Jesus Christ, you'd get... They look like they hit every branch of the ugly tree, and
all right, just relax for a moment here. This Violence Confrontation Lab, what they're trying to do is they're trying to improve the responses of police officers to the point where they are now supermen. And I tell you what, if we get cops really primed, hell, we could elect them dictator for life, because these guys will have perfect responses. Mentally as well as physically, they'll be able to size up situations far faster than anything any of the rest of us could do. We'll understand. They'll understand what is a violent situation and what isn't. They'll understand what is, you know, and so they will be far greater. They will be superior. They'll be a new master race.
Henry, you got to be out of your mind. Are you nuts or something talking about master race? Why, we fought an entire war to get rid of that.
Well, we're coming back. Seems to me that when we ask cops to continually refine their response to violent situations, we're asking them to do something more and more impossible, I think, for the average human being. So we're going to have to...
Well, you're talking about a RoboCop future. My God, that was a science fiction.
Yeah, but so you're not talking about a RoboCop, are you?
I don't know. Maybe it is a RoboCop future. Maybe it is something that we can do as humans. Maybe we're able to be far sharper with our response. Maybe we're able to, you know, appraise the situation much, much better than we allow ourselves. Maybe we all need to work on this. I think we all need, whatever we ask of our police officers, I'm not saying we all need to become cops, but I'm saying whatever we ask of a cop, in terms of his response to everyday situations, because I'm going to tell you something right now. Don't ever think that someone pulling a gun, someone acting violently, or someone behaving in an aberrant manner, don't ever think that that is something that's way, way out there in the stratosphere and only rarely happen. It may rarely happen, but you have to be ready for it, you know?
Well, that's just scared the hell out of everyone, including myself.
Yeah, Phil, what?
Never mind. I'm trying to make... You know what? I'm not saying it very well. Let's get back here to Rudy Canoza.
Oh, Phil, no. Hold on for a minute. Rudy, do you mind?
No, I was listening to what he was saying. You're scaring living hell out of me. What are you saying? You're saying for... Oh, God. I'm out in the world every day, Phil. I'm out in the world, and I'm trying to do the very best that I can as a salesman. I'm not a police officer. Now you're telling me that there's going to be a situation where I'm going to be confronted with a gun. I'm Rudy Canoza. I will not be confronted with no gun, you know.
That's what I'm saying, Rudy, and he's scaring us.
I'm just telling you, you know, the world is a crazy place. If we're asking cops to be this, that, or something else.
Can we get back to what we're talking about?
We'll get back to what we're talking about when I say it.
Gabs, yeah, you don't tell them.
Wait, excuse me for a minute, Rudy. I told you to shut your hole, didn't I?
Come on, Margaret, let go of the nose.
Yeah, pull my nose.
I like that. I like pulling that nose right off that god.
Jesus.
All right, are you happy?
You know what, something, Rudy? Let me tell you something, bud. Let me tell you something, all right?
You call me Rudy.
I'm calling you bud. Keep your mouth shut. Keep your ears clean, your mouth shut, your nose open, and your hair straight. Keep your pants on, keep your shoes off, keep your socks on. Make sure you bend over at the waist, and don't you ever pick anything up with anything other than your teeth. Do you understand me?
What are you talking?
Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Good. All right.
I didn't understand any of that, Rudy, but I think it bodes well.
Yes, it sounded very sound.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful for you to bring me on your program this morning, Mr. Henry, and thank you, Margaret.
Yes, what I was looking at here, Rudy, and I think that Phil would concur. I saw this morning two women on Fox News, and I think this is something that needed to be talked about a long time before now, so whether the damage has already been done, I don't know. Is there a way of recalling the situation? Is there a way of retrieving, you see? Retrieving the situation, you see? I don't know. Is there a way of reformulating or revitalizing the situation? I don't know. Is...
All right, Margaret, can we... You've made the point.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I overstepped my bounds again. I'll just go in the corner and shut up.
Margaret, I'm not asking you to shut up. I'm just simply moving it along a little bit.
Mr. Henry, you should have respect for Margaret. She's going to speak the way she's going to speak.
Thank you very much, Rudy.
All right, I apologize, Margaret. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
I thank you very much for that appraisal, Margaret. The Fox News anchors, Kimberly Guilfoyle, the blonde lady that Margaret, Liz Wilde, I think her name is. Not Wilde, not the Phil's friend, Liz Wilde. She is a gorgeous woman, by the way, Phil, Liz Wilde.
Yes, and Liz is in the hospital, and I've been following what's happening. Can I just take a moment?
Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
Yes, all right, I mean.
Yeah, well, you know what, I think I will anyway. Liz is in the hospital. She, I think, has undergone another operation, and I really hope that you will all send your prayers and your good thoughts to her. I want to get down to Florida when I can. I've had about five or six different things that I've had to that I've lined up on the launching pad, as it were, on the runway, and all of those planes took off, and the next one on the runway is a trip to Florida to see Liz, and I got to do that soon. But thank you for letting me.
We are all very concerned, Phil.
Yes, we are, Phil, and we wish you well, Liz.
Yeah, don't hope you get better.
So let's all say a prayer of thanks that Liz is not one of the women on Fox News sitting there.
Although Liz is beautiful, and she'd make a fantastic anchor on Fox News, wouldn't she, Phil?
You know, I could see Liz Wilde doing entertainment reporting on Fox News big time, man. I mean, she has... I don't want to say that Liz has got some... She does have the look that these guys at Fox seem to appreciate, and she's prettier than any of the women on that channel. So, yeah, I think she'd be fantastic.
Well, let me tell you this before you wish that Liz Wilde goes to Fox News, because as Margaret and I were saying, the Fox News anchors, before you introduce Liz Wilde into that... into that piranha tank.
Yes, exactly. Before you introduce Liz Wilde into that swamp of affectation and egocentricity.
All right, so...
Whoa, I haven't finished yet. God damn it.
Well, would you let the woman finish?
Sorry, I wanted to ask a question.
You can ask your question. Before we... God damn...
And intrinsicity.
Thank you, bud. Before we introduce Liz Wilde, who is a dear girl, a beautiful girl, into that swamp of egocentricity and affectation...
Yes, sir.
Affectation. That is Fox News... Fox News...
You sort of said fuck.
I did not say fuck. I said fuck. F-O-K.
Yes, but, well...
Yeah, Margaret did not intend to say. She said fuck. You meant to say fox.
Yes, but I was also thinking of how effed up these women are with their faces. Look at the kisser on this one in pink. God damn it.
Well, this gets back to what we want to say. There's Kirsten Powers. This is a woman, Kirsten Powers, who pretends to be a liberal, and yet she's breaking bread, fraternizing, rubbing her hips, doing the bump with these other conservative women. I think she is a liar. And for me, there's no bigger cow than a cow who pretends to be the liberal, but in point of fact would much rather hang around with these conservative witches. And Kirsten Powers, of all of them, needs to have her face slapped. Not by me.
Yeah, but we want to let Phil know that we're not talking about a man slapping their... We're talking about slapping each other's faces. Now, this is a part and parcel of... it's a part and parcel of the process.
Wait. I've got to ask a question here.
Phil.
No, I'm going to ask a question. These women are slapping each other's faces. Why?
On account of they need to be cut down to size.
No, not cut down. They need to be reminded of just how really how bad they truly are on television. And they need to be reminded of just how stuck up they are. They think they're so hot. And now the bald man in the middle, he's standing up with his fly hanging. What is this with the jackets?
By the way, Rudy, you're a world traveler. Have you noticed now that men are wearing the jacket open?
Oh, yes. It's the single button. It is now considered to be fashionable. You have the tie hanging out.
Yeah, I would have thought that was a joke. In fact, when we were in Toronto...
Oh, here we go. Are we going to get off point?
No, we're not getting off point. But when I was in Toronto, I saw the young man come to the front desk, the hotel manager, and he had what looked like a jacket too small for him. And I made a crack like, did I wake you up, the poor guy? And I shouldn't have said that, but it looked like he was wearing, like the jacket was too small, or he was putting on the wrong jacket. Well, in any event, he had the button, the single button, the jacket open at the bottom, the shirt is visible, and the tie.
Yes, that is exactly the look, and it doesn't, no, but the jacket should not be so tight that it looks like it does not fit you. The jacket should be well-fitting, but yes, the men are now wearing a jacket open, and let me tell you something, it's not a good look for a man who has got a spare tire where they got.
Now, can we get back to the conversation?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, I'm sorry.
What I was going to say is Kimberly Guilfoyle and the rest of these conservative women may immerse themselves and swim in the effluvience that is conservatism. But to see Kirsten Powers, who pretends to be a liberal, and there she is now in her green, very tight-knit dress, you see, this is all wrong. For me to get up in the morning and to see Kirsten Powers in a tight green-knit dress that tugs at every round...
Well, we don't have to get into that, do we? How hot they look? I'm talking about slapping their filthy faces.
Yes, I'm talking about that too, but I'm just saying, Kirsten Powers, guy, you know, what you want to do as a man is you want to see the female, a female of your choosing, and in this case, I think I would choose Kimberly Guilfoyle, or perhaps this blonde that is talking right now. I don't know her name. She's wearing the Dr. Smart.
Yeah, I know about the Dr. Smart. We don't have the name yet.
Well, why don't you get the name, for Christ's sake? I keep tired. I've got I'm tired.
No, I'll go find the name.
You do that.
But in any event, I would have the blonde slap Kirsten Powers' filthy face and say to her, you're not so great. We are not so great. All of us together, we are not so great that we wear the tight-knit dress. And you can see everything. Everything. We are not so great as to think we are great reporters and journalists. Yes, we look good in the tight-knit dress, in the green high heels. Our hair is done immaculately. The liner and the face and the makeup is done very well. And the knit dress is pulled and tugged, and we're poured into it so you can see everything. But we are not so great as to think we are great journalists. So now I slap your filthy face. And what I added to this, Margaret...
Did you add some of the la-la?
Yes, I did. I added a respectful la-la, because before you slap the woman's face, and this, again, is a la-la that only women can use, because, again, only a woman can slap the other woman's face. I would not have the cow slapped by a man. Of course not. You have the cow slapped by a cow. You must have one cow slap another cow's face.
I'd give anything in this world to be able to slap the smile and smirk and makeup and everything that is artificial and on that kisser of hers, which I imagine is almost 90% of all of it. I'd give anything to take my hand and to slap that.
Margaret, you know, you're getting emotional here.
I am emotional.
Here's what you say. You say, I am a woman. We are women. I'm now going to slap your face for being such a slob. And then you say, that means I respect you. This is woman to woman.
Woman to woman. You know something, Rudy? I was expecting something better than that.
I beg your pardon?
You sounded again. You came off like a nose picker. You went,
Whoa, sunshine. I didn't do any such thing.
Yeah, you did, Mr. Canozzi. You came off sounding like a mouth breather and a nose picker. And
sound like a finger smeller.
Will you guys knock it off with finger smeller, nose picker?
A finger smeller.
If you're telling me, tell me that again.
I'll tell him. When you said that you're going to smack someone's, not you, but when you said the other females would slap each other's faces.
Yes.
Then you went, boo, do that again.
I said, God, would somebody listen to me for a change? I'm trying to tell you about me. Now, the woman, Kirsten Powers, is the one that I zero in on. She's number one on the list because she is a Democrat trying to cozy it up and do the fist bump and hang out and have white wine and cheese plates with these other conservative women. And I would say to her, if I was the woman, Kimberly Guilfoyle, or the blonde with the doctor smock, I'd say, you think you're all this? Well, you ain't none of that. That means...
Right there, you sound like a real finger smeller right there.
A finger smeller? Is that what you said to me?
Yes, I did.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, you have to tell the truth.
Yes, you do have to tell the truth, and I'm very happy.
Well, don't be sarcastic. It doesn't become you. It is not... you dirty...
I'm sorry, I had to let one go.
Get out of here, will you? Let's take a break, okay? I gotta get up and walk this whole segment off. What a bunch of... That's the biggest load that I have ever encountered in my life. All right. So there you go. Thank you, Rudy Canoza. So, you know, these women on Fox need to slap each other's faces. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up on September the 11th, and I've been remiss in letting you know, September the 11th is the world of Phil Hendry. Truth is our bitch, an explosion of weird. We're going to be at the Irvine Improv. The Irvine Improv, I'm told, I found out as of yesterday, 550 seats.
What the hell?
That's right, 550 seats. So plenty of seats. Plenty of seats for you guys to get in and get on and sit on and perhaps stand up from, but yes, sit back down into. On September the 11th, the world of Phil Hendry coming to the Irvine Improv. And we want you to be there. So go on to our website. You'll find a link on one of the news posts. You can also just go directly to the Irvine Improv website, and they're all there at the Improv website. And, of course, in the days heading up to the show, we're going to be having our VIP package giveaway, as we always do. So check it out, man. On the 11th of September, the world of Phil Hendry, Truth is Our Bitch, an explosion of weird at the Irvine Improv. Get your tickets now.
Get your tickets at the station on the Rock Island line.
Yeah. What?
I'm Margaret Gray, and I'll be there at the World of Phil Hendry, an explosion of weird. Boy, I really...
got a problem with that.
I do. I have a problem with that. I don't want to be a part of any show where I am compared to something that explodes all over a woman's dress.
Did I say anything about that?
Well, that's the inference, Phil. And I'm that thing.
An explosion of weird is not...
No, Phil, you're the one that came up with it.
Don't miss the Phil Hendry Show, September 11th, the Irvine Improv. An explosion of weird, but no, not that kind.
Well, you guys just destroyed that promo.
Damn, Jerry, are you going to start to cry and everything?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do I look like I'm crying?
Well, you're all, like, depressed.
On point.
Until you feel the skin burn, eyes are always falling on you, but that engine keeps calling. Eyes are always falling on you, and that engine keeps calling.
That is a great song. That's Breaking Skin, and that is Nonpoint, and it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Good morning, and good day. our podcast for today. Again, we thank August Selson for filling in yesterday with his sex expert show. It is August's opinion that you can never get too much sex, I guess. Is that...
Well, he believes that sex needs to be discussed daily, minute by minute, and he wants the sexual habits. See, I'm looking at these cows on Fox, and we didn't even scratch the surface. Can you imagine, and I know what the answer is going to be, so don't tell me, bud.
Bugging!
I don't need to know. Can you imagine turning your television set on and hearing them describe their graphic sexual habits with that bald, that fat, excuse me for saying this, that fat ass there with the bald head?
Margaret, what makes you think those women are having sex with the guy that's on the show?
What are you talking about?
You thought Kimberly Guilfoyle was having sex with that guy, right?
That's my assumption. Why?
That's just one of the guys on the show.
And look at this, Kirsten Powers. Kirsten, what happened to you? You were a Democrat, you were a liberal, and there you sit in your green knit dress. They tried you out as an anchor. You bombed. You can't hold your own as a host. And so they have you there. They want your sunshine. They have you there as your eye, as the eye candy. Nearly 20% of women, 6% of men will be victims of sexual assault during their college years. Now, do you think you care about that, Kirsten? No, you don't. You want to sit there with your ass hanging out in that dress. Fuck.
All right, I guess we know what Margaret's problem is.
Yeah, it sounds like jealousy to me.
How dare you?
Oh, that's exactly what it sounds like. You haven't come up with anything that is of any real substance here. Now, if you look on Phil TV in HD, we're going to show you... we're going to show you here. This is the work of young Josh Brown. The NFL has suspended Josh Brown, the wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. He has been suspended for the entire 2014 season, a violation of substance abuse policy. This is Josh Brown of the Cleveland Browns in action there on Phil TV in HD.
Dude, that looks like pretty good.
Very good ball player, but you know what? Now, here's the thing. A lot of people were talking about Ray Rice beating up his wife or girlfriend, and why didn't he get more than a one-day suspension? Well, the reason is because beating up your wife or girlfriend really has nothing to do with your performance on the football field.
Are you trying to say, Phil?
Wait. Hold on. I mean, it's true.
Well, you know, it is. You can beat your... And believe me, Phil, I don't believe in this, but you could beat your woman... beat her up and everything like that?
Yeah, probably throw her out of a car and stuff. Yeah, throw her out of a car and...
All right, so what about it?
Well, that's not gonna... That may even enhance your performance on the football field. But...
It would enhance... Did I hear you right? It would enhance your performance on the football field.
That's what I... That you heard me right. You better believe it, Skippy. And,
Boy, that reminds me, Skippy and Frank, I miss them.
Yeah, me too.
Do you mind? I've got something to say. But if you are using drugs, sniffing or snorting, or you are...
excuse me, gentlemen, here's the quote. I'd like to apologize for my behavior. They just had a quote there from Josh Brown. I want to know what else was happening here in the world of football when it came to the University of Southern California, which, of course, has been... In all kinds of problems lately.
Well, I mean, lately, the USC is a school... what are you talking about?
I'm talking about football, Margaret, okay?
Oh, for God, not that again.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, and football is very important to the things that are done, you know.
To the things that are done, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you heard me right.
Okay, anyway, Josh Gordon... Okay, bud, that's real great. Josh Gordon has been suspended by the National Football League, but I'm looking here for the story having to do with the USC player that Josh Shaw, that's the kid's name.
Oh, so they all look alike because they're black, huh?
No, they all look alike because they have the name Josh.
Phil, I'm just trying to keep the show honest in terms of the racial view and...
Oh, Margaret, all you're doing is making... You make this world lousy. You know that?
General...
No, people like you make this world lousy. God damn.
Well, that's from West Side Story.
Yeah, very nice quote, General, from West Side Story.
The what?
That's a quote from West Side Story.
You telling me... You mean that... Excuse me for saying this, ladies and gentlemen. I have no prejudice at all. I have no prejudice... Are you talking to me about that fag opera?
Could you watch with the fag opera, please?
God damn, man. You're not even allowed to say the N-word. You can't say that.
I don't want that word on the show anymore. Do you understand?
What is going on with you anyway, Henry? Boy, you used to be a great guy. What an asshole, man. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I feel, you know...
Oh, I see. You with the whole thing about Kirsten Powers used to be the liberal and now she's not. Brother!
What are you talking about, Phil? I'm simply saying that Kirsten Powers is a liberal and she's there breaking bread with and showing and comparing panties and going off and playing racquetball and yoga and spinning with all these conservative pigs. And does she want to speak at our club, at our organization? The West Side Liberal Women's Club? No. Does she want to speak at the Santa Monica Democratic Women's Club? No. Do I have anything to do with either of those groups? No.
Well, then why are you bringing them up?
Because they asked me to promote them.
And all right, here it is. Thank you very much. But Josh Shaw, pardon me, Margaret, are we done?
My name isn't Argret. It's Margaret.
I know. Pardon me, Margaret. Are we done?
Pardon me, Margaret.
I know. I noticed that. Is that the Chattanooga Choo-choo?
Are we done?
Yes.
I got this thing here. Did you want to look on? I'm sorry, Mr. Aaron, but you said you want to look on this?
Look on what?
You were talking about the Buddhist temples, and I found a website about how they sell the eeny weeny beanie. The teeny weeny.
The yellow polka dot, not the yellow.
If we got to go down that road again, I'm going to flip my lid, man, and I'll start killing people. They'll start finding... I'll throw bodies out the front door. Do you understand?
Jesus Christ, Phil.
No, that's what I'm getting this morning. That's what I'm getting this morning. Ventura County Sheriff, they'll circle the area. There'll be sandbags. Bodies start going out the front door.
You kidding me, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I'm kidding. Look at you guys. God.
Well, I don't know. Half the time you're flipping your lid.
Did you want to know about the weenie team?
What do you mean the weenie tea? Is he talking about that Cambodian thing?
He's talking about the little bits of the Cambodian Buddhist temple.
Yeah, Bud, thank you very much. Yes, I do. But not right now. I want to read the story about Josh Shaw that you also found. So you're doing a great job, Bud.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, I was looking on him. I didn't have this stuff.
Well, what did you do?
Well, nothing now, but I was gonna.
He's not doing anything. I'm doing everything.
Give him a hand, will you, Robert? Josh Shaw admits he lied and is suspended by USC, but questions remain. Josh Shaw, a hero for a matter of hours, is now known for a lie. With the Trojans' opener against Fresno State just days away, and the USC senior football team captain Wednesday told school officials he fabricated a story about rescuing a nephew in a pool and lied about how he suffered ankle injuries. Shaw, a starting cornerback, was suspended from the team indefinitely. We are extremely disappointed in Josh, USC coach Steve Sarkisian. So I didn't know they got a new head coach.
Boy, you're really up on your football news, aren't you?
Well, I used to have season tickets for the...
Yes, we know, Phil.
Well, I did. Anyway, Steve Sarkisian said in a statement, he let us all down. As I have said, nothing in his background led us to doubt him when he told us of his injuries, nor did anything after our initial vetting of his story. Athletic Director Pat Hayden said he was disappointed and surprised because he had found Shaw to be a very credible kid. Hayden was in the hospital because of a heart issue when he first heard of Shaw's alleged rescue and injuries. He said USC officials vetted Shaw's story 12 times with a number of different people. Right now, what we know is we have a kid that fabricated a story, period. And USC publicized it. The school did not include an explanation of what it now believes actually happened. In a statement released through his attorney, Donald Etra, Shaw acknowledged lying but did not provide any details.
So this is a kid who got ankle injuries, and he didn't want the school to think that he was banging the doogie.
You mean the doogie? You mean the doggie?
Yeah, I'm sorry. He didn't want the school to know that he was putting it to a dog from the backside.
Would you just say screwing the pooch instead of all of the graphic description?
Boy, did you see her face?
Yeah, Miss Gray, all I do. Yeah, Miss Gray, I had like that wind tunnel face.
How dare you say I had the wind tunnel face? That man was talking there. Never mind. Excuse me. Where's my, I want to...
Margaret, do you have to cause a big... If you want to leave, leave. But do you have to break up the whole,
Break up what? You guys weren't doing anything other than piling on me. May I have my... Where's my makeup case? Thank you very much.
I didn't take it.
Well, it wasn't with me.
It's lying right there, Margaret.
Thank you. I'm going to go put some... I want to powder my nose. I want to powder my... What are you looking at?
I just... When you said nose...
Yeah, this is what I mean.
Go of him.
Yeah, so?
Well, so they're saying that the kid fabricated the story So, because there's something else going on?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, he injured his ankle in some other way, in a manner that would not be approved of by USC. So he's come up with this story. Now, the attorney, his name is Donald Etra, and he is Josh Shaw's attorney, said on Saturday, August 23rd, 2014, this is in a statement, excuse me, this is Josh Shaw and the statement that he made following admitting that it was fabricated, the story about rescuing a nephew. On Saturday, August 23rd, 2014, I injured myself in a fall. I made up a story about this fall that was untrue. I was wrong to not tell the truth. I apologize to USC for this action on my part. Etcher would not discuss how Shaw was injured other than to say the player fell off a balcony at the Orsini Apartments in Los Angeles last Saturday night. Are we not allowed to speculate?
Well, you know, a man is innocent till proven guilty.
That's true, Miss Avery. Innocent till proven guilty.
Yeah, but that's in a court of law. In the court of public opinion, we're allowed to have our opinions. A guy falling off a balcony at the Orsini Apartments, which could be a frat house, I don't know. But a guy falling off a balcony on a Saturday night, brother, got to have something to do with some kind of ingestion of some kind of a chemical. I'm talking about he was either drunk, you know.
Hey, I want in on this. Excuse me for a minute. God damn it.
What's wrong?
Is that toilet paper stuck on my heel? God damn toilet. Get the toilet paper, bud, that doesn't stick to the heels of my shoes, please.
What kind is that?
I don't know. So are you saying he's a drug user?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that it's possible, though, that he was on something. Could be drugs, it could be alcohol. Fell off this balcony and injured his ankle.
Fell off a balcony and injured... No, I'm not buying that. He could very well have been rescuing someone.
He already said he made that bullshit up. Excuse my French. Folks, we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Sorry to have to come out and use this kind of language. We'll be right back. This is brand new. It's from P. Rain, featuring who else? Drake, DNF. And you can well imagine what that means. This is a pick to click on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Life is great when you're naked. You press the gas and I break it. I drink liquor, don't chase it. And I get women, don't chase them. I put a face in the pillow and watch her bite on the blanket. See you tempted to taste it. Get every drop and don't waste it.
Oh my God in heaven.
I'm fucking with you. Producer, I'm trying to listen to the song.
I bet you are.
I hit your Instagram and click like on like every picture. You get it from your mama, well, and bring your mama with you. And lots of liquor. Tell her, fuck me like you hate me. You love me, I say maybe. She say, boy, don't keep me waiting. I say, go down, don't be late.
Why'd we pick the... Why is this one a pick the click?
It's got Drake on it.
Oh, because Drake's on it. Yeah, there you go. Drive me crazy. I don't think that's necessarily a pick anymore. Calling a pick the click just because Drake's on it.
Trying to put my mind at ease. I'm not looking at the phone. Too much shipping going on. But while we got this moment of peace alone, girl, we should just get drunk.
Can we dispense with this garbage? Would you turn the garbage off, please?
A lot of people say it
Phil,
is.
Phil,
yes.
Would you turn this filth down? Thank you. I love that. Drake is always a great addition.
You know, Margaret, people are not fooled anymore. You talk about something being filth, and as soon as it's turned down, suddenly you love it.
I told you, I hate everything that drowns me out when I'm trying to say something. Look at these ISIS people. Now, what are they supposed to... Are they... I thought we... Is that Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, it's kind of Al-Qaeda, except they got tanks.
Yeah, there you go. That's a pretty good description. They're Al-Qaeda with tanks. They look like they're far better organized, far better equipped. They're an army. They're an actual army. And here's the thing about this ISIS. They have a uniform, and if not at least a uniform, they have a flag under which they march. And so, technically, they are not a terror organization. While they are war criminals, and they have been... This is why they've been indicted for war crimes. Or they're discussing indicting them for war crimes, General.
Yeah, because they march under an identifiable flag, they have a command structure, and therefore qualify under the Geneva Conventions... for POW protection, but also they can be indicted for war crimes, they can be held accountable, and must be held to the very specifics of the War Crime Geneva Accords and the War Crime Convention Accord. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I understand, General. All right. So they're unlike Al-Qaeda in that sense?
Yeah, they're unlike Al-Qaeda because Al-Qaeda was, in fact, a terrorist group. They had no flag. They had no uniform. They did not represent any entity, any government, any command structure was not there, not really, other than the fact you had this guy, Bin Laden, who is a real piece of work, some guy that, hey, boy, I wish I would have given anything to have been there when they capped that piece of garbage's ass. Jesus, but
what we're saying here with ISIS.
Yeah, with ISIS. Why, that's a whole, and so you can hold them to it.
So what is that? I don't understand. So they're what?
ISIS, unlike Al-Qaeda, is a military force that does, in fact, even though it's not a signatory to the Geneva Conventions, it nonetheless can be recognized as a entity that is due all protections under the Geneva Accords because they have a flag of command. They have a uniform. They act with a command structure. They represent a government or a governance entity, and so therefore they qualify for POW protection, but they also can be held to this standard of possible war crimes, crimes against humanity, crimes against the peace. And that's exactly what the United Nations is now discussing in implementing. They want to bring the leaders of ISIS up on war crimes charges, which I think is a fantastic thing. Now, in Southeast Asia...
Now, hold on for a minute. Don't you see? This is what happens.
What about Southeast Asia, Phil? Are we talking about these people, ISIL, or what are they called?
Yeah, they're called ISIL.
ISIS, ISIL, whatever.
And why don't you look up that Oscar Levant?
Yeah, look up Oscar Levant.
Don't look up Oscar Levant. Look up Levant as the term is used with ISIL, or ISIL. That is the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, because...
No, you know that's not a person.
No, it ain't a person. Look that up, bud, and find out what that means, and we're that much further ahead of the game. So anyway, whatever it was we were talking about. Oh, yeah. These guys there in Syria and Iraq, these terrorists, I mean, that's the whole trip with those guys. So it's kind of whacked out. You're asking me what, man?
We wanted to find out about the Levant, that's all. I don't give a sweet JC. Everybody else wants to know about it.
What do you got, bud?
I'm looking up right now.
All right, so we have that, and then we also have... we've done our football report, man. I don't need any more of that bull crap. But I got to find out what this means. Levant. The Levant, also known as the Eastern Mediterranean, is a geographic and cultural region consisting of the Eastern Mediterranean littoral between... What?
There it is right there, man. Read it and weep, man.
Yeah, read it and weep.
Yeah, okay, I'm reading it and weeping. The Levant is also known as the Eastern Mediterranean, is a geographic and cultural region consisting of the Eastern Mediterranean... between Anatolia and Egypt. I don't know where the hell that is. The Levant today consists of the island of Cyprus, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Palestine, and a part of southern Turkey. So basically what they're saying is they are the Islamic State that covers pretty much what we know today as the Middle East, with the exception of Egypt. Cyprus, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, and Palestine, and part of southern Turkey. Precise definitions have varied over time, and the term originally had a broader and less well-defined usage. The Levant has been described as the crossroads of Western Asia, the Eastern Mediterranean, and the northeast of Africa, and the northwest of the Arabian Plate.
What do you mean by plate? Well, talk about like the Arabian Plate.
Yeah, you know, the Arabian Plate, that part, that plate of the earth, something like that. The term Levant, which appeared in English in 1497, originally meant the East in general, or Mediterranean lands east of Italy. It's borrowed from the French Levant, Levant rising, referring to the rising of the sun in the east, or the point where the sun rises. The phrase is ultimately from the Latin word leave, meaning lift or raise. I should say leve, lift or raise. So there you have it.
All right, so that's what ISIL means.
Yeah, of the Levant. So basically what those guys are saying is we're running the show here in the Middle East. I mean, that is, you know, that's the story.
Well, these guys, I'm going to tell you something right now. That's what we were talking about. POW status, and these guys walking around wearing their monkey outfits. I don't care what kind of a monkey suit a guy's in. Friend, you cross me, and I'll demonkify you. You know what they need to do is make men out of these monkeys. They're running around there with those flags, and they got on the monkey costume.
Yeah. We know about a monkey costume.
Let me tell you something. Hey, kick your ass. If I was in charge over there, I'd go over there and I'd pull them all out of the tree, put them all into suits, and give them a useful job.
That's what you call demonkifying.
I don't know what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying?
No, not really, but...
Well, it's all very racist as far as I'm concerned.
All right, here is a Islamic State claimed slaughter of 250 captured Syrian soldiers. I mean, these guys are, you know, they're asking for it. They're asking for it, man. There's no question about it. And, you know, sooner or later you get sucked in on this stuff, man. You can't sit back and watch all this jazz happen without getting pissed off and jumping in.
But that is precisely what they want us to do. They want us to sit and watch and get sucked in.
Yeah, but the problem is when we get sucked in, we kick their ass. This is what happened with Al-Qaeda. You know.
How do you know that we didn't strengthen Al-Qaeda?
Oh, would you knock it off already with the strengthening Al-Qaeda thing? Look, Al-Qaeda became, like a tired phrase. Nobody cares anymore. We took those guys out, they're done. Now here comes this ISIL or whatever the hell. These are all a bunch of jihadists from a variety of different groups, man. It was never really about Al-Qaeda. What really makes me laugh is people think that Al-Qaeda was the only terrorist organization over there, and any other terrorist organization, we have nothing to do with them, because they're not the ones that blew up the World Trade Center. We're only after... And we didn't really have a comprehensive plan of going after all of these groups, which we should have. But everybody was jumping up and down and wetting themselves when you said, uh-oh, now wait a minute, we can't go after that terrorist, because he didn't bomb the World Trade Center. Let's only go after the guy that bombed... We didn't have a bigger view of this thing. That's what I've been saying, you know.
Yeah, but sir, nobody listened to you.
I will say, Phil, yes, you did. You had the broader view.
Now, wait just a minute. Everyone knows that Phil carved it, and he carved it into a... He carved it into something that is unrecognizable. He took his career and made paper dolls out of it when he started going on and on and on and on and on about the Iraq War and left the comedy behind. Isn't that right, Phil Hendry?
Oh, wait a minute, Phil. No, she's right. She's right.
You carved your career into paper dolls?
I didn't carve my career into paper dolls.
Well, you came damn close.
I made a mistake when I started going on about the Iraq War. However, having said that, having gone on about the Iraq War, I wasn't wrong. I was absolutely right. It wasn't just about Al-Qaeda. It was about all kinds of terrorists. See, I missed my real calling. My real calling, I should have been on Fox News doing all this here, you know, what they call... analyses, you know.
Yeah, probably should have been on there doing an analysis and everything.
Well, you didn't, Phil. You chose your road in life, and you are now on that road, my friend, committed to traveling it to the bitter end, to the end of the world, as it were. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Don't end it like that, bud. I don't like that.
Margaret.
No, I don't like him going, yay. Just go hey, like that and let it fade out.
All right, yay.
Perfect.
All right, have we got that figured out? Thank you. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. What a day! What a day it has been! What a rare womb I'm in!
No, it goes. What a day this has been! What a rare mood I'm in! It's almost like being something
in love.
Yes, what a rare mood I'm in!
Would you knock it off?
It's almost what a rare womb I'm in.
That's what it sounds like, Mr. Hendry.
Anyway, thank you very much for that. Anyway, thanks so very, very deeply, everybody, for being a part of the show. And as usual, we appreciate each and every one of you for your contributions. Don't forget, on the 11th of September, by God, we will be there at, you know it, the Irvine Improv for our third show. The venue, as I mentioned, the venue is huge, Jack. This is a venue that is a 550-seat venue. I thought it was 400 seats. They tell me it tops out at 550. So make sure you get over to anyone. Go over to the Improv website, and they have a list of all of the Improv clubs there. Scroll on down to Irvine and get on site there, and then check out when our shows are, and make sure that you get, you know, make sure that you get yourself a ticket for our show, or two tickets.
Yeah, get a whole block of seats.
Yeah, we'll get, and make sure that Bobby Dooley.
Yeah, I gotta take care of Bobby Dooley. She not never been taken care of before.
She not never been taken care of before, huh?
Well, you know.
Anyway, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. See you guys. She not never been taken care of before.
Bobby Dooley gets taken care of 50 different ways. You kidding?
Boy, that is. If I didn't hate her guts.
G-Eazy gonna end things here with the Tumblr Girls, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on the Sideshow Network. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah!
Cause I'm in love with these Tumblr girls with skinny waists and drug habits. Pretty faces, love status. She acts as if she's the baddest. Man, I swear she's just like tons of girls. She expects the free drinks. And I'm successful, she thinks. Always comes around what we stinks. We fuck off and on, off and on. Only ever really fuck off and on. Never see her these days, cause I'm off and gone. When I'm home off tour, never stop for long. Back this week from across the pond. Notice I was close to the block she's on. Elevated to the floor, loft was on. Drinking whiskey, she likes vodka strong. But after we fuck, it's over. Walked out the door, that's closure. No, I can't stay here and hold her. Tomorrow I'll act like I don't know her. Would never be here sober. Can't tell which one is colder. My clothing's on, we both did wrong. I gotta go, that's what I told her. Yeah. She said she can't feel her face. Yeah. Right now I can't feel my heart. For your feelings, there's no place. Yeah, but you knew that from the start. You and I were made of glass, we'd never last. You and I were made of glass, we'd never last. Quick to die, we moved fast and then we crashed. You and I were made of glass, we'd never last. She's fine as fuck and she knows it. Sexy body, she shows it. Loves the drama, she chose it. She draws a line and she blows it. The most fun, I suppose it. Pops a bottle, won't close it. Feels a fit, then she throws it. She pops a bar, now she's dozing. She's hot and cold, hot and cold. Homie, I don't know, she's hot and cold. Truly, the bullshit has gotten old. Superficial with a rotten soul. Fucking off and on, always stop and go. Probably got someone choose not to know. Head to her place, then we lock the dough. Making bad calls when I'm off the blow. Cause she's a bitch, I'm selfish. Want every girl, can't help it. And it's tough for me to shelf it. It's you I see myself with. Right now I know you felt it. I touched it and she melted. We shouldn't chill, but we do it still. Gotta play the hand if you dealt it, yeah. She said she can't feel her face. Yeah, right now I can't feel my heart. For your feelings, there's no place. Yeah, but you knew that from the start. You and I were made of glass, we'd never last. You and I were made of glass, we'd never last. Quick to die, we moved fast and then we crashed. You and I were made of glass.
Missing everything you say. It's not important what you stand for. You're asking, will he be the one?